Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, "The Power is a Process."
A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." The Gospel of the Lord. God does have so much more to tell us. Interestingly, I think coming to know how much we do not already know is itself a form of knowledge. Knowing that there is so much more of God's wisdom, which is infinite and beyond us, the mind of God compared to ours is incomprehensible. It knows all things. And it desires to communicate with us all truth. But by saying that we cannot bear it all now, I don't think that means that we should stop trying to understand, but rather to present ourselves before the mind of God, that the Spirit might fill us with divine truth. We all have stories in our life, I think, where we rejected some idea for some loftier goal, only to have in our futures that idea realized. I remember when I was discerning a vocation to the priesthood in college, the diocesan vocation director came and talked to me over the course of 3 years, saying things like, "You know, you have to get a degree in education if you're going to be in the Sioux City Diocese. You have to get a minor in education because we have 13 high schools and all of our newly ordained teach in the high school for their first ministry. Come on now," he said one time, "I'll send you to Louvain, Belgium for major seminary if you just take a few classes in education." I kept saying no, I just wasn't interested. He said, "But you'd be a good teacher." "No," I said. Finally, he said to me, "You know, if you're not going to do this education, then you probably don't want to be a priest in the Diocese of Sioux City." And I looked at him square in the eye and I said, "You know what? I think you're right." And so my discernment took me to the Dominicans, where I entered and went through formation. And what should my first ministry be? Teaching high school at Fenwick in Illinois. Not only did I teach there a couple years, I was there 9 years. And my second ministry was in Springfield at Sacred Heart Griffin High School for 8 more years. I loved high school teaching, and I still do consider myself a teacher. God had that in mind for me, and God had his way. I couldn't have borne it all when the priest was challenging me on my vocation, but over time, the power of the Holy Spirit transformed my heart, and I became what I was meant to do. Bit by bit, day by day, the process begun and completed. I suspect everybody who's listening to this preaching has a similar story. I have a lot of stories like that in my life, and I hope it simply means that I have engaged the process of the Spirit's call to something greater in each bend of the road. I hope it doesn't mean that I'm just stubborn and don't like to do God's will, but rather that I'm open to the process and that the Holy Spirit guides me to the truth of why I am on this earth, the truth of why I was created, the truth of where I'm going, beyond this place. The power of the Spirit is a process. Rarely does it happen overnight that we are enlightened so profoundly that we understand every single jot and tittle of our life into the future. But slowly, day by day, unfolding as we listen to God working through the people with whom we live, unfolding as we see the beauty of nature outside our window, the will of God unfolding as we speak the words that move our hearts and touch our souls. Have you begun the process? Have you begun to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into the truth? I'm here to tell you that as we open our hearts to the process, time and time again, it becomes easier with each passing occurrence until finally turning over our heart and soul to the Divine One, we are led easily like a sheep to greener pastures. The power of God is a process. Let us enter into the process in a new way today as we anticipate the celebration of Pentecost in just about a week and a half or so. May the Holy Spirit, whom we remember on Pentecost Sunday, fill us in a new way, grant us divine power, and embrace us as we step once again into the process of becoming.